in Bayelsa, I was working in a hotel as a receptionist. And so I had sexual advances from my supervisor. Yes, from my supervisor. And it just made me realize that I wasn't the first person that he tried that stuff with.
Hi, my name is Abiola Dragbimi, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast. All right, hey, what's up? My name is Abiola Dragbimi. I want to welcome you to another episode of the podcast. Today, I have quite a very kind of important content, but trust me, I'm not boring. So we're going to make fun out of the important stuff, right? But with the advent what's the word now? I have issues with forgetting what. Anyways, with the trend that we have, toxic work environment and the Twitter space and whatnot, we thought to ourselves, and I say we because we're a team now, a team of podcast, Star Podcast. We thought to ourselves and said, what if we actually address this and provide a solution of what to do when looking for a job? Because at one point, even if you want to be self-employed or whatnot, you're going to have to relate with people. And we're bringing quality content to you, right? And there's a new thing that I'm trying, which is dramatic pauses. So if you see me giving, just pausing, like, you know, Barack Obama, I'm trying to sound smart. Anyways, I have really amazing people here. I'd like for them to introduce themselves and we'll get into it. Should we do the classic ladies first? Or yeah, we should do, yeah, ladies first. Ladies first, please.
Hi, everyone. My name is Abigail. And you're welcome to the Shaking Tables Podcast with Adora.
No. It's not the Shaking Tables Podcast with Adora. It started off as the Shaking Tables Podcast with Adora, but at this point, it has become the Shaking Tables Podcast. All right, so who is Abigail? What does Abigail do?
Okay, so my name is Abigail, again. And I do a lot of things. Like, I like to write.
Okay.
And I like to be on Instagram, basically. So I'm looking at trying out several things, like social media marketing, content, like all the whole digital thing you get.
Okay, I think that pretty much makes sense. So our guy here.
Hi, hello everyone. My name is Dayo
Awolaja. You can see the way he handles the mic. You know he's a public speaker.
Adora, stop. Adora, don't do that. All right, great. My name is Dayo Awolaja and I am a learning and development HR person. I'm a career advisor. The list is long. I'm a founder as well, an entrepreneur, so that I can sell myself well in case of people listening. And so what I do and I'm focused on is I want to help solve learning deficiencies, you know, in many young professionals, students, and also help very many people get their desired jobs. So that's my focus, and that's what I do for a living.
Okay, I think I should put this out there that myself and Dayo, we're going to have a long conversation after this because I'm looking for project design work. your one is product design. Okay, don't worry. They say a closed mouth is a closed destiny. So if you're watching, you know, but you know, with that put in mind, right, you should understand that we have really amazing stuff planned out for you. If this is your first time listening, I feel if this has not convinced you enough to see this through, I don't know what might or what will, right? Okay, let's get into it. I want to start with the funny story of how I met these amazing people, right? I met Abigail in a club. Technically, what would you call it? A lounge? Okay, I think a lounge is it. Yes.
Sorry, I have to take my mic. So,
I met you in a lounge.
In a lounge, no more. Don't say club. A club is different from a lounge.
Okay. I feel like a club is more dramatic. Like people, if you say lounge, I like the drama. So, I met Abigail in a club, right? And what happened was pretty simple. It was a very random day. I was with one of my old guys, and she's like, I don't want to say nothing. I just come. So she wanted to come host a club. Basically, the club is the Consequences Club in Lagos. It was like they want to launch it, and she was the host. And I happened to know her. And at the time, kind of, I'm in the OAP space. So I just came to assist, and I met her. And she was just coming from work. She came to do, thank God it's Friday. you know, to just chill. And it really was, I never knew that we're even going to become this close, but you know, we thank God for life. It happened, right? As for Dayo, I met Dayo in school. I was coming in the 100 level, that I was living in 400 level. And funny story, Dayo had this orange pants that I used to wear.
Holy God of Nazareth, don't do this.
it was just a standout pants. Like, I see that pants. Okay, you don't know this, but you inspired me to. I used to dress corporate. I like dressing corporate. And for all through my 200 level or 300 level, one of the two, I was on corporate like, everywhere I went. And it was just inspiring for me that, okay, this person, I saw what this person was doing. That was always on corporate. He was on 400 level with the bag. You know, this person, you know what they're doing in his life. I mean, I'm trying to figure out my own life. So
but
I'm like,
why did you sneak in the orange pants? Why?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. but that was how I met Dayo. And we've had several conversations, you know, from then podcasting to, you know, what I want to do in my life to how can we try to right now looking for product design work. So it's a continuous process. You understand?
Adira, when you make the money now,
obviously,
I shall be here.
Definitely. No, I'm not the kind of person that used to. I leave home to feed home. Right? But that said, I want to get into the conversation, which is the ethics in Nigerian corporate space, right? We say Nigerian because I know that this podcast, as much as it is global, right? We live in Nigeria, currently in Lagos, Nigeria, and we can only talk about what we know for a fact, right? I could give you many, okay, what ifs and maybes, but I wouldn't want to put you in a situation that I'm guessing these things. I want to tell you the thing that, you know, facts. We have issue telling us that we already have the facts to follow, so we're not lying, we're giving you genuine facts. Okay, now to start with, I personally feel like this country have a long list of horrible customer care experience. Like, people that are supposed to be caregivers in their careers are not. I'll give the typical example of nurses. Has a nurse ever been mean to you? A nurse has not been mean to you before. You have not experienced it before? Ah, is that story that we want to hear?
That happened. Yeah? Nurses. Ah. My brother. Almost, if you enter inside hospital like this, you go to see that the old nurse be the doctor. Because automatically, now them, they always like...
They're the one that will attend to you.
You feel me? And then they are the ones that, when they attend to you, there is a level of authority.
They that come they, from the mother figure that they say, okay, off your trouser, your hands outside, I'll take your injection, off your trouser.
Let me tell you, funny story, right? About 3 weeks ago, I was ill and I had to go to the hospital. I had to take this, my ring, and I had to put it in this place so that the nurse can still respect me. But upon so, she said, take off your trouser, you're wasting my time.
I mean, I have an aunt that's a nurse, so I would know. I'm just saying that, you know, I understand how it is. And I'm like, so what do we do when the core point of an organization that's supposed to have human feelings, that's supposed to respect my complaint, they still be rude at me. I've had so many times in which I've called, say, some telecommunication customer care service, and they've been rude. There was a time that that was about last month, 2 months ago, I made a transfer from my GT Bank account to my I'm giving this for PR. Anyways, I made a transfer from my one bank account of mine to the other. And it wasn't like a hefty sum, but it was a hefty sum to me at the time because, bro, things tight. But anyways, I made the transfer and I was being reasonable. I was like, okay, maybe the money did not reverse. I gave them the weekend, then I gave them the following week. At this point, it was already 2 weeks. I was not like, what do I do? I called customer care. They wasted my time and my airtime. 500 naira gone. No solution. I tweeted at them. They have a weak social media presence. These are very multinationals. I tweeted at them. I sent them. I went to their Instagram caption. That was when I now saw that. bro, people are complaining. Their Instagram comments. People are even losing money on a steady. And they don't respond. So what I did was, I eventually went to the bank. And I realized that this was the worst mistake of my life. What I queued for? It was a simple problem. Send a mail to these people. They let them revert it. Finished. They carried me to this place. They went to this place After upon still, I still went to their website. I lodged a complaint. I escalated. Nothing was done. It got to a point in which I was like, you know what? I'm tired. You can keep the money. And again, this money is more than NYC money. So it should give you context. Yes, you understand. If you don't know what NYC money is, you can Google it. So at the time, I was so frustrated because I was down. I was not begging to, bro, and I had this money. So in my mind, I'm like, you people that are supposed to be empathetic to me, you're telling me that much is your money safe. I'm like, bros, you know, you give me money. Do you understand? So at this point, it's a core problem. I could keep going on and on about people from several walks of life. We have local government people, NYC people, you understand? You should know what I'm talking about. All those local government women. In fact, don't let me that. Or you want to talk about eateries, people that are supposed to serve you food, and you are giving me attitude. Give me that cover you. Now, after giving context, all of these things, that begs the question, do people actually go through some sort of training before they get to the job, or you just say that, okay, I'm good at talking, I have a podcast, I can be customer care, or I know how to, I went to nursing school, so that means inevitably you don't need to go through training for how to deal with people, right? And this is where that comes in. But do we have set up structures that are supposed to ease people into the workspace?
So, good question, really, because in terms of, and I'm going to tell my own story as well, very many organizations, private organizations, do their very best, and I must really commend them. They do their very best to train customer service representatives, to train people that they have. These roles are customer facing roles. You understand? They call them customer facing roles, where you have to interact with people, where you have to. What you will not find, Adura, is government parastatals attending to you like you are king of. As a matter of fact, if you are, even if they know that you are popular and you are all that, did you see the recent thing that trended? The customs guy that slaps one secretary to the governor, permanent secretary to the Delta State governor.
I didn't see.
It happened on Twitter. That thing trended. And then right in front of him, he slapped. What are you? You know, sorry, like, what are you? So that's the example. That's a typical example of what you're talking about. Even if you don't know that, even if he's nobody, why do you slap him? And then there was a military guy there standing, telling him, giving him morale. That one didn't just do anything, you know, because of course they are well trained. So that's the bit where many of these government parastatals, you do not expect them to typically train there. They do, some of them do, at least I know that global government does. But private institutions, now let us focus on them. And back to your own experience, they train them. But there's something that they call, you know, that attitude is like fumes.
Okay.
No matter how you try to train somebody to be better, they might probably still have that habit. So some of this, which is why they always say that, are you culture fit for any organization? Are you actually culture fit? Because if we bring you in, if we train you, can your the attitude that your Igbo attitude or your bad attitude or the outside, can hope it will not see through our training and still come and show face. You understand? So that's the problem. The problem actually is with people's attitude and the system and structure. And this is my story that I'm going to tell, and I'm going to drag these people here. I dragged them before on Twitter. I'll drag them here. They attended to me. I'll still drag them. So I moved into a new place recently. I told you, NEPA, this IKEDC, what they call themselves, Ikeja Electric. Those guys run from them. They brought me a prepaid. The prepaid meter was there before I came. It was new. Nobody had used it. The previous guy moved out without using it. So I moved there, there was no lights. Week one, landlord, how far now? I don't get lights. So no problem. They will attend to you. After the first week, you know, go to the office, complain, blah, blah, blah. I know I
necessarily bear in mind that you have your own day. You have your, where you are supposed to be.
You know? So I knew that was also telling the landlord, I have to go to work. Or is it because you only see me at home? You think I'm a relaxed tech bro. I'm just sitting home, nothing. So I called them up first time, customer service guy. Okay, you know what? We're going to do something about it. It's a technical issue. We're going to have our technical guys come there in the next 72 hours. That was on Monday. Okay, 72 hours. Tuesday, 72 hours. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I didn't see these guys. It was funny. Okay, I moved on. The next week, I called on Monday again and I asked them, so what's up now? I've been waiting for you guys. That was the second time I called them. Don't worry, we are lodging the complaint right now. We're sending an email to them right now. In the next 24 hours, you'll see them. 24 hours came, my brother, not seen. I waited, long story short, I waited 1 month, one whole month without light in complete darkness. It was when I went to their office and I just decided that today I will share it for you people. And so I went there, pardon my French, I went there and then I saw the customer service. Apparently it was a Friday. They closed by 1 p.m. on Friday, but I got there around 3 p.m. I had no idea. So I went there and I thought they were like all of us that were doing 9 to 5. And so I went there and I sat down and I saw them. I said, one guy sat there, one bearded guy, fine boy, I wouldn't even lie. Sat down, a fresh boy, other two ladies and one other guy in the middle. Say, bros, what do you want? I'm a customer, I want to come and lodge. No, we are closed for the day. I've been here before, twice before. I just want to say that this is the company I lodge though, and I want you people to follow up. Just to remind my brother, these people will not get me out. They wanted to bounce me out. They're like, you need to go out, you need to step out. Call security to security, your customer. I was shocked. You know, then I was just still very calm until I started speaking. You know, there's a level of English that I speak in this Nigeria that you know that, you know, this one is a renowned person. No, I'm serious. And so I started speaking good English. All of this, just I standing up one by one, just went upstairs. Was very appalling, and then their manager had to come downstairs. And this is the example of what you're saying. It was a bad experience for me because not until I had to vent, get angry before I was attended to. And so you would see this, that the system, right, the structure is not only from the people that are facing you, attending to you, it's also from the organization in the way that they actually prompt. Sometimes a product won't work and you put it out there. And you put people to attend to people for to a product that does not work.
It makes no sense.
You know? So, I mean, I hope that answers your question and sums it up, really.
Yes, it does. Because you mentioned something, I would like to go from there. Like, as much as we have settings that organizations may actually put in place, that does not remove from the fact that you actually have to be a good human being. Like, I understand that it's hard. Before we get into certain organizations, we are people first. And as such, we have our background stories, we have whatever has shaped us. But I think what counts is that effort to be better. Because I see no reason why university lecturers is telling me that I will fail this course because of what? I did not come to 7 a.m. class. I don't even want to go into that. I don't even want to go into that because I'm like, and then I think to myself, don't these people have children? Because I'm like, whenever I see bosses that are very vile or violent or abusive, because we are going to get to that, we're aware of abusive bosses. But whenever I see people or older superiors or superiors basically being very verbal, I feel like these people don't have a child that pushes them back in their house. Like, they have small children that they can easily command, so they feel like they can come to the office and exert that same force. Because I feel it takes a level of relatability when you have a 20 something year old in your house and you're telling him to go, and he's like, daddy, you come and tell me that I'm not your child. Now, even your son is telling you that means what's wrong with you, daddy. Your son is telling you what's wrong with you, that you're not saying that you, that I don't have blood at any time, that will not tell you that where your head is not paining you, right? So putting all of this in context, I feel like, whether or not, dramatic pause, whether or not there's organizational structures, that should not remove from the fact that we should strive to be better, right? As a people, as individuals, as whatever thing that we are, we should try and strive to become better. Okay, all right. Now, I mentioned something about verbal bosses and abusive bosses. This will lead me to a conversation that happened a couple of weeks ago on Twitter. Please let me check if that thing is recording. I just want to, you know, I know that feeling that when you just hit play and you think that it's going, only for you to get there and you see that you've just done a lot of stuff. I hope that doesn't happen anyways. It's not, what is it? Okay, so the storage is full. Anyways, I hope that we can get a very good quality once this episode comes out. Nonetheless, I mentioned that you know, I talked about bullying, right? And I don't know if you saw that Twitter gist. I'm not going to mention their name. We have two companies. We have popular giant of you know, marketing in Africa, but giant of what not in Africa. And we had certain, you know, disguising roles and, you know, shady deals before these people became these people that we all love and know, right? But for the first one, who had an abusive boss, how do you deal with superiors? I personally, and I'm going to start for myself, I personally, Abigail, we're going to go next. I personally, I feel like I've been blessed with the gift of man, which is all my life, I've not experienced terrible people in that context. Like, any terrible people that I've experienced is a matter of choice. It's not like I have to live with you. I can push you aside. I can shove you. Maybe my colleague is being terrible. Yeah, my colleague, you're not. Can you just park one side? But right from my parents to my bosses to my lecturer, even my lecturers, no. But anyways, to my lecturers, to people I've worked with, they have this, they know where they're coming from, and they have this human feelings of some sort. And now it beats me when I start to hear certain stories that are so unreal, that your boss is insulting you, he's making sexual advances at you, he's telling that if you don't sleep with him, you're going to lose your job. And I'm like, as a lady, has this happened to you?
Okay, so before, okay, I was in Bielsa when this particular thing happened, but it wasn't as if he was my boss, like the main boss. He was only my supervisor. In Bielsa, I was working in a hotel as a receptionist. And so I had sexual advances from my supervisor. Yes, from my supervisor. And it just made me realize that I wasn't the first person that he tried that stuff with.
And they know that they can get away with it, which is worse, by the way.
Do you get? Like, they just feel, okay, so this guy tried it. He tried it for me, and I had to just, okay. I'm this type of person that I'm a very playful person. Like, I play a lot, so I play with everybody. So I guess he was
reading meaning into it.
Like, he was reading meaning into it that, oh, you probably she likes me or something. And so he was trying to
Jembe.
You
understand the vibe.
He was trying to get my attention on all the stuff. And I'm like, yo, calm down. Like,
I don't move that way.
This is an office space, for crying out loud. Fine, it's a hotel, but guy, Alpha, just calm down.
But I mean, it would be actually a very good one, because if it actually works, you just enter one room. I'm just playing.
Actually, I found out later on that he wasn't the only one trying to make advances at me. The other bosses too that were making advances at other staff, not just me, other staff, and it was working for them, but it didn't work for me. I had to quit. Like, I had to just stop it.
And that would lead me to, sorry that I interrupted you, that would lead me to one particular thought I had in the university, which was, people in power, superior people, can be terrible people and have no authority or anything to report to. They have no accountability system, right? You could have lecturers say that because you did not sleep with me, which, by the way, I never believed was a real thing in the university, up until I was hearing personal stories. My own university, that was like, wow. We have people that the semester before, he had like 7 carryovers. He came the next semester and it was passed, bro. All right. And I'm like, there is nobody to report to. This is like an helpless system, right? It feels like we're living in Gotham City. I just saw Batman, so I'm sorry. Certain jokes will come in. Right? It feels like you're living in a hole of powerful people get away with whatever thing they do. So what will you do? Right, university lecturers, you know, politicians, and as much as you want to complain that maybe that's what the problem is, but you know that in the next couple of decades, that's going to be us, right? And before I go into, let Dayo talk about certain things, I also want to mention, I'm having a conversation with a very good friend of mine recently, and he says that the reason why people are not being promoted in, say, the banking space, because that's where it was at the time, was older people don't want to leave their position. And as such, it's creating some sort of blockage in the system. So that's why you see young people spend up to 20 years on the same position. because of people don't want to retire. And I'm like, because of these people at the top have nobody to report to. They have there's nobody that I'll CC the mail that agba this person bank, this person is messing up, because and it's a freaking wild west out here, right? So how do you deal with bullying? And this is where you come in. How do you deal with bullying? How does it work? How can you, as a person, would you report to cyberbullying? When your boss is literally talking down at you, telling you that you're not going to, like, I saw this video that was, I still want to mention the name, but I saw this video and I was, as a human being, not even as a boss, even if you're a 5-year-old, I don't think you should talk to the person like that. You are being, it's not talk of someone that is paying for your service.
And it's terrible, right? Adra, it's terrible. See, I'll be very succinct with this because there is no, we can't, what is bad is bad, right? And with the emergence of the horrible bosses thing that you earlier mentioned, with that, I don't think it is anything private. It was all out there. When you realize that, and there are many signs, I'll mention it to you. First, when you get into an organization and you realize that there are no clear communication lines, nobody you are reporting to, nobody is reporting to you, you are just alone, you are reporting to the boss directly, you know, you are having to deal with him or deal with her, you know that there is an issue. You don't have a job description, you don't have anything that you can constantly look at that, okay, it is job description number 3, I'm doing like this, it's job description number 5, but that is currently ongoing.
To be realistic, yeah, right? Most of the time when you get into a job space, yeah, you're going to do more than what you actually plan to do.
Yeah, but that's what it made you believe.
But I don't think you cannot just say that your boss tells you, Adra, I need you to do research on say, for example, I need you to go and create content when my job is to do a product design. Mm-hmm. Right? It's my boss's boss. It's the CEO of the organization. I cannot just tell him that, sir, this is my JD. How?
Like, you cannot just argue with him. And again, what if you're in a situation where you get a job, but they don't give you a job description? I've been there. They don't give you a job description. And then when you come into space, they're like, oh, okay, this is what you're supposed to do. They give you one thing first, one day, and then you accomplish that. And then the next thing is, they're giving you several...
Red flags!
Do you get...
Red flags!
Like... It's just so crazy how people even think.
So how do you deal with this?
Okay, so yeah, what you can do, right, is if you realize that you're already in that type of space, or if it's sexually as well, if you begin to have like sexual advances, first up, try to speak to, if you have a sitting HR. Now, I understand that many CEOs don't even give the HR the free hand to do what they want to do. But in the proper setting, your human resource manager or excuse me, please. Your human resource manager or your human resource officer, whoever it is supposed to be able to attend to things like this. You're supposed to be able to take all of your complaints, everything that. But how many spaces, how many work environments have you worked and you actually have an HR person? Okay, so that's number one. And that's a default. That's a misalignment. So if you have an HR person, you can speak to the HR about your boss. One thing that you would have created an awareness of how you feel, your emotions. Right, you would have been able to communicate it. And that's the first thing. If you're in an environment where you are unable to communicate your emotions and you are witnessing these things and it has happened 2, 3, 4 times, multiple times, it's only telling you one thing. Like, there is no way to tell an abuser to stop being an abuser, you know, unless you confront the person. You confront the person, it becomes a problem. You don't confront the person, you just take a walk out and then you just go out the door. No wahala, right? Nothing happens. Now, I'll give you a typical example of, let me just mention this and I'll drop the mic. It's, because it has happened to me. And how did she start? I saw that she liked me personally. It was my first job. However, my other colleague, she was a bit, you know, she was trying to learn the ropes, trying to understand what she was doing. But she was always yelling at that lady. She was always very harsh. She was always very, don't you know, simple thing. Can't you think? You know, when you begin to hear things like, can't you think? Don't you have common sense? I don't want to review your work now because I'm scared of what I'll see. All those kind of things, you know.
When you
begin to see things like that, you are sitting comfortably, they are treating you nice, just know that it's coming for you. They come. So when you see things like that happening, and you should know that it is a toxic environment, because that person is not going to, and most times it's not on you, it's just sometimes the boss can be going through a very hard time in their life. Sometimes it's the work.
But it's not my fault. Why should I have to pay for?
So if it happens multiple times, you know that this thing is like, is a bilibi. That's how the person is. You just literally not leave the door.
Okay, awesome. We're going to come back to it in a second. Just give us a second, okay? So, it's the Shaking Tables Podcast. All right, so that was mentioning about red flags. Welcome back. That was mentioning about red flags, and that got me thinking. You know, in the last episode, we talked about certain relationship red flags. And as much as we want to be trendy as young people, you cannot just live in social media forever. You actually need to wake up to real life. And in real life means that you need to have a job. You need to have work that you're doing. Even if it's baby girl lifestyle that you want to be living, you have to buy stuff and you need to make money. Right? And this podcast is a mix of helping you grow as well as, you know, making you smile. So that was talking about red flags. I'd like for him to continue.
Okay, great. So as I said, you realize that one thing you mentioned, Abigail, that you realize that your supervisor made a particular advance. That one is the first thing, you understand? So the same way they are going to give you a query, right, when you do something that is against company rules, you know, it's the same way you are going to give yourself a query about that workplace. Yeah, you can.
So, about rules. If a company doesn't have rules and regulations, that's a red flag.
One.
And then when they tell you, okay, we are employing you, you can start next week, but they don't give you a proper documentation of your job description, that's another red flag.
Okay. I think that table shook to my side. Small.
Yeah, that's no jig. They just say, okay, now, WhatsApp. WhatsApp message.
Let me WhatsApp message now. Let's not go into this.
Because big points I've mentioned. Or you realize that, and this is the third one, or you realize that in your offer letter is just very scant. Just one page. And if you have an offer letter. No, don't do it. So yesterday, what people typically do is they run their offer letter by me. And so they ask me, what do you think? In this place, they put it there that termination, we can terminate you anytime.
Wow.
And if you want to leave, you have to give us 1 month notice, even during your probationary period. And during probationary period, when you can leave, your exit period, your notice period is always shorter than when you're a full staff, right? Mm. It could be like 2 weeks. And so for them, they now said payment in lieu of notice. If we terminate your employment, we are not going to pay in lieu of notice. I'm like, that's a red flag. Why? Because what they are trying to tell you is that they can terminate your employment anytime and nothing is going to happen, which is supposed to be that if they are going to terminate your employment, they tell you 1 month before that, my dear, we don't want you to work with us again. So for the next 1 month, we're planning and do handover. Or the employer, you and the employer, you have a canter. You guys do not like to see your face again. You not say, I want you to leave today. It means that they are owing you 1 month salary. They'll pay you for the month that you're leaving and you'll pay you for the month that is coming. That is payment in lieu. If no employer has that written in the offer letter, just run. You go see what go, but run from that one, okay? Another thing that you realize is when an employer typically raises his voice at you or begins to use foul language with you, this is how it will start. What's that bullshit? Pardon my French. Don't pardon their French. It will happen and happen again. You understand? So you are frustrating me, Ron. Like, if it begins to happen again and again, and you ask a very, very, very important point, that what can you do, right? Sometimes you can have a mentor outside the organization. You can sometimes talk to somebody that you think that is the CEO's friend or the CEO's acquaintance, colleague, or somebody that's really close. So you just speak to them that this is what I'm going through. I don't know if you can help me talk to the CEO in this way. Because it's going to end in two things, Adora. You are either going to leave in peace and have peace of mind, or they are going to force you to leave. you'd either leave or they fire you. In my case, Adora, I already wrote my 2 weeks resignation letter there. The day I was going to tender it, one boy that God just bless him wherever he is, I don't want to say any other thing. That guy left that same day. I just told him about it. I just want to come out like this. It means I'm going to drop my own. Look, I just chill. 2 weeks later, man, I was gone. That you please tender your resignation letter, blah, 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 with immediate effect. Yeah, I was paid in lieu, but when it's time you see all this, when they begin to raise their voices at you, they begin to tell you that you're not good enough. I don't even see what you're doing. I don't see the impact. Which impact are you making? Are you adding to this organization? My brother, it's not your place.
Also, I'd like to also say something, and I'm saying this so personally, so permit me to be vulnerable for a second, right? I feel like we that were just breaking into the labor market, we are very skeptical about leaving our old jobs and getting a new one, or even getting a new one. What if I don't get another job? What am I going to be doing with my life now? And honestly, I've not found the answer to that. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah, please.
I don't have an answer. Tech is a unifier. I told you today earlier on, tech is a unifier. You will always, the same way you got this job, you're really going to get another job. See, this is the thing. You're going to wait 3 months. You're going to wait maybe 4 months. But you're going to get almost the same job in a better organization. And this is coming from somebody who has interacted with, I've interacted with over 1,500 people looking for jobs. Like, they come to me that, yeah, I need a job. I write their CVs for them. I send them job vacancies. The next 1 month, next 2 months, they get a job. If that's the only thing you are scared about, man, it means that, I mean, you never take risks. You know, take the risk if it's a bad environment. Because here's the gist, Adora. The harm it will do to you, your personality, and your person, it will take time to heal from it than it will take time for you to look for a job. Do you understand? Did you catch that? So what I mean is that, so for example, like Abigail shared with us that, and I think she's still going to mention it. So if you go 3 months, 6 months, 1 year in an environment where people, someone is telling you are not good enough, it will affect your self-esteem. You can spend, my colleague spends 1 year with a mental health person trying to deal with it. You're going to spend more time trying to deal with the fact that you're actually good enough than you're going to spend with people. That's just my brother, learn a tech skill.
Okay. So while what you're feeling is valid, I think the best thing you can do is take action, and we all can also try that. Okay. Please, if this has been making sense to you at any point, please kindly take a screenshot and share your social media platform, share with friends on your Instagram story, create a what? Fuck no. If you want to create a video about how the podcast is helping you, share on your social media platform, your WhatsApp, Instagram, your Twitter timeline, just stuff to help other people. I think a lot of people need to hear this podcast, and maybe because of the serious, people want to be, you want to be sexy every time. No, think about your life. Think about yourself. Right. All right. Okay. No seriousness. Right. I feel like Daya has done enough justice, as well as Abigail, and we're just rounding up. There's just a few things I also want to say as well. Right. If you're listening to us on the other end of the conversation and you've had any story as regards terrible bosses, we'd like to hear it, and how you dealt with it, how you moved forward. I would really like to hear it. You can send us an email at shakingtablesaa@gmail.com, or you can also send a voice message or a message on our Instagram to shakingtablesaa, or our Twitter at @StarPodcast. I'm really optimistic to these responses. Right now, the last gist of the day. Man, I'm done covering him. Flutterwave, right? I can no longer.
This is the Shaking Tables podcast.
Right? Now, this begs the question of dramatic pause. Must all business moguls do something shady in their startup days? Because you start to hear certain things that these people are doing, that you look at them as multinational, as big firm. And you hear that this person had to, you know, fake personalities. He had to do this. He had to do that. And before that you talk, Abigail, give up the cutaway gist, and I'll fight it today.
Lord of Jesus.
Because there's a personal thing that we're supposed to do. But... Oh yeah. Abigail, what okay, happened to so, the cutaway gist?
Honestly, Adora, I did not finish the cutaway gist, but what I got to a very, very, very interesting part. The Flutterwave boss, right, was actually working for a bank.
Okay.
As I think he was one of those big bosses there. Yes, head of stuff. And then he went ahead to open Flutterwave, to start up Flutterwave, I think. And then, why are you looking at me like,
go on now? Go on.
Adira, don't make
it. Okay, so yeah, this is the gist. This is actually the gist. We have a star team where everybody's bringing their own uniqueness to helping the podcast grow, right? And as such, we just try to assign stuff to each and every one of us to try. So, and I said, okay, well, that was when the gist came out. I was like, Abigail, help us to read up on this thing. You explained to us. I should not even know that I was going to bring it up on the podcast. So, actually, in all sincerity, I saw that article, and it was so long, and I was like, okay, let somebody do it and explain to us. And before, I think, that's why I'm getting somehow. But okay, anyway, let me give you this. Someone already gave me the gist, so I will help you out a bit. Long and short of the story. The guy was a regional head or something else or something at one of the very popular major banks in Nigeria. We went Flutterwave was birthed, and every once in a while he would come onto the meeting and impersonating another person, changing, using voice switchers, and it gets to a point in which it would then take Flutterwave's gist so personal that people start to assume that now your company, in forgetting that there's already another puppet that you had put as the head, which was technically not the head. He was just trying to shield himself and not, you know, bleed his company into his new startup. And you know, the gist just went on and on, and it was just all points of wrong. And now this makes me question every multinational out there, every big person out there, is there a shady, some Tommy Shelby type black deal that you have to make with the demon to then blow? Is it a necessary evil? Is there a necessary price that we have to pay? And this is where that comes in, right? As a founder, how do you deal with people saying, for example, someone that told you to write the letter that they put all of these clothes, and as for Funabai, they will understand this MOU period. There were certain things in certain MOUs saying that if I run with your money, you don't know. But because of, we all know that, who reads terms and conditions these days? Let's not lie, let's not steal. If God is going to judge people by terms and conditions, as lying or not, because nobody reads terms and conditions. And this is what HR guys take advantage of. So please.
Well, Adora, you've asked a very big question. It's a solid question. It's from a business perspective. I must say, I like the way you think. Yeah, it's just right. When you're starting a company, you need lots of funds. And if, from a business perspective, if you're starting a company and you need investors, like much later in the business, maybe you want to raise seed round or all of those things, you must be able to bootstrap. And what that means is that you must be able to raise your personal cash. My brother, you need to raise cash. Is it okay to mention it? That we're building Covative, man. And sometimes in a month, all the money that we make from the other business, sometimes to the tune of $500,000, like we literally like put it into Covative to pay software developers to build the product. Now, everybody and many founders, you know, they are looking for an easy way out. When I'm starting out, let me look for easy money, clean money. Easy money that is still clean money. However, they call it insider trading. It is not professional, you know, but it's just in a bid to look for money. So it's not in any way professional. Here's what founders can do better, in my own opinion, because I think that solutions are much better than if you rant about the problem.
Yeah.
Now, if you realize that you want to start a company, like give yourself time. If you want to start any career, anything
that is supposed to worth it.
You were telling us today about how this mic and all this setup came by and this thing that is sitting pretty here. You know, give it time, like 1 year, 2 years. Have a goal to save this much, to invest this much. Don't go and invest in crypto if you like.
You will bleed.
Give it so give it time. Save up. You know, it's not good practice. And you see many of these things happen in different companies. Yeah, it's happened to me. So I was going to join a fintech company just about the time Flutterwave happened as well. Of course, I'm not mentioning the name of the company. They are going to be really popular in the next, like, maybe 1 year. And then I realized that it's a fintech, crypto as well. And I see how you, what you are telling the government you are actually doing. But what you are doing is different. And we know these things. And so, you know, I had to, at the time, you know, day two did not even align with my own goals and this thing, because apparently I guess I came off as too strict, you know. But it's important that you follow due process. If you follow due process, my brother, it will take you longer time, but you will land. Here's the gist: you need people on the way to influence your brand. The way, you know, we are all working on our careers, right? We need somebody to recommend me to a better job. You need people that would influence you. If you don't pay the this or pay the that, and in the case of Flutterwave, he's a powerful man. Why? Because he knows people that can change things. Is the boss to your lawyer.
Makes sense.
You understand? So they can change stuff. It's deeply rooted in the way we run the Nigerian system. It's deeply rooted in the way we run government. It's deeply rooted in the way we do business.
It feels like Gotham City all over again.
You know, so it's a Sodom and Gomorrah, right? Yeah, right. Because that's the way, it's almost becoming like a culture, and we need to stop it.
So consider this with the point of, or with the angle of the perspective of, in the next decade, in the next couple of decades, you are going to be the next person, right? How would you handle some of these things? Because I'm really curious as to, looking back to this podcast personally, I consider all forms of my personal content as a documentary. I want to look back at it and say, yo, this was I was at this point in my life when I talked about this, and I really want to appreciate my growth. So if you want to look at it, the next decade, the next 2 decades, this is where you're going to be. This is what you're going to be doing. Do you want to be the terrible people that you complain of now? Or you want to take the long process? Because like Daya said earlier on, certain things, certain micro interactions, they call it a Figma. Micro interactions, like if you want to, basically it's animations in Figma. You want to, it's small things that you do that will make up the big movement. But there's certain micro interactions that you would need to do to make the final product look aesthetically pleasing to the user. And these are the things that I think many founders want to, not even founders, people ignore as a community. And I feel like maybe this podcast is going to awake your consciousness to wanting to be, okay, you want to do this. And okay, typical, you would just do it without thinking, let this podcast make you up and say, okay, no, let me try to be a better person. Try. Because I see that, okay, one thing personally, one thing I didn't like about Daya's content, I'm not going to lie, he doesn't know this, but that time when I first met Daya, there was, you know, when somebody knows what is in his life, career, HR, I was like, oh, God of mercy, he's like, write your goal. I'm like, Amy, what am I writing? What goal do I have? What do I know? Right? But I was like, maybe I was going to get a point in my life and I'm going to catch Tarima and say, yes, I've gotten it. But one thing that I realized was, you need to start to break stuff into tiny chunks, right? You want to have bastard money. You want to have 100,000 naira next year. Imagine 100,000 equals the same thing as 1,000 naira in 100 places. Now, putting that in perspective, 1,000 naira might not be too much as opposed to 100,000. So if you're getting 3,000 today or 3,000 a week, imagine saving 1,000 every week. For 100 weeks, you have 100,000. So imagine 900 weeks is like 2 years. Now, the point of this is to tell you that everything is possible. No, I personally believe that if I want to get something in life, I feel like it's just about setting priority, breaking it down into small chunks, and seeing yourself and thinking yourself as though you're already there. I'm not telling you to aspire to much, but I'm just telling you facts, bro. Right? And like this baby here. I'm going to look back one day and tell about the story of my little PC. But we'll get to it at one point, right? But this thing took the life out of me. I'm not even going to lie, bro. But again, please let us try to be better. We're rounding up already. I just want to mention one or two things. One, in which the podcast has a sponsor, right? Today's episode, if you notice, we're talking about business and work culture and whatnot. And today's podcast is brought to you by R&B. Yeah, they allow us to use their space. And it's been an amazing journey so far. Basically, what R&B does is they provide financial services almost as basic as POS, right? Now, there's so much more that goes into this, right? Okay, you could have your POS. We could help you as a microfinance bank, white label. Yeah, okay, you want to offer POS services, but you want it to be your own brand. we could help you that, yeah, we're just going to use our technology, but it's going to be tailored to your brand as a this person bank, as an Olamide bank, as a Prime bank, whatever bank you want to use. And these are the services that we provide. You can check out our socials at Errand Pay everywhere. Basically, just type Errand Pay on Google. You're going to see it. I'm optimistic as to, so that you can patronize them and the podcast can keep going. Let the podcast stay afloat. Also, remember that this podcast is about you. If you don't listen to this podcast, there's nothing that we can do. So we want to help. We want to help with the community. You want to, if you have birthday shout out, you want to, you know, declare your love to your secret admirer, you want to help out, to reach out to somebody, just to grow as a people, reach out to us at shakingtableswithaa@gmail.com or send us an email. Well, optimistic to that. With that said, one last thing, this is a scenario segment. Again, it's a community. We want to hear what you are thinking and what you are feeling. It's not enough to just drop a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or drop a review. We want to know how you think and want to understand whether we are making an impact in you. And this is where the scenario segment comes in. Have you ever been bullied? Have you had sexual advancement before? We've heard stories of Abigail, we've heard stories from Dio. But on the other end of this conversation, have you ever been bullied? Or have you ever been the bully? Right? This stems off from boarding school. This stems off from so many things. Right? But have you ever been bullied? Or have you ever been the bully? It's a safe space. We could help you talk about whatever you want, whatever you think that, okay, faulted at, and we could help you grow physically. Again, I'm really happy that we could have this conversation myself and Dio as well. I'm looking forward to that product designer deal. I'm saying this now so that I can look back and say, yes, I got it, you understand? So but yeah, thank you very much for having this conversation with us. Even we almost didn't have it. I'm telling you, for this to happen, it took a lot of things. This is like the second time or third time said that Dio was. I got to, but I was like, I'm not going to message Dio. Somebody on the team should go and message Dio, because it was a lot. But Abigail, thank you very much for coming through. I'm hoping something productive comes out of this. If you're listening, so thank you very much for watching, staying this far, listening this far. We bless you. We bless your holy name. I know. I'm late. It's very feeling like a church sermon ending. But yeah, thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week at whatever point you're listening to it from. And please remember to share the podcast with whoever you see. Enter Uber, play the podcast to Uber driver. Enter, you know, you're in your friend's car. You like, if you want to subtly throw jabs at them, instead of saying that, ah, bro, your character is good at workplace, just please. Okay, you understand? Just to your just to your boss that, sir. You know, when. You know that when you are going home, we used to have buses that we used to clinch with, because they're after and they're going in your direction. So let me connect to this. There's this podcast that I'm listening to. I don't know, they just dropped a new episode. I'd like to hear. And you know,
oh boy, if you do that, see.
No. See, let me tell you something. One of two things can happen. Either you lose your job or you keep your job. If you lose your job, it means that it's a bad organization. It's a bad organization.
Exactly.
If you keep your job, that means you have made significant change.
And again, if you lose your job, it's actually an opportunity to go into the tech space. You get.
So risk it. Is it a risk I'm willing to take? Hell no. But risk it. I'm joking. But thank you very much. How do we reach you? Your social media. If we need HR services, how can we get across to you? And
okay, so I mean, Dio Productive across socials. On Twitter, it's Dio_Productive. But more importantly, is I don't push my own brand again. I push my company's brand. So DP Careers.
Okay.
Yeah, DP Careers is one you can follow across all platforms, Instagram and Twitter, basically.
All right, Abigail. How do we get to know you?
Okay, so have.
Let's declare things into existence. So, who would you like to work with? Is it Flutterwave that we have just bashed, or
forget it?
you can never tell. The internet is a sensational place. You may not necessarily have name, but look at the space and say, yes, I want to enter this space, and that's where I'm going to, so that we can quote this thing and say, yeah, I got it.
I'm looking to go into radio broadcasting. Like, I've always wanted to do that. That was one reason I actually studied mass communication. So I am looking to be a radio presenter.
But it doesn't remove from the fact that if you need another day job, you can start follow your passion as well as, you know.
if you also want a voiceover artist, I'm here.
I mean,
I learned it. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you want to boss about
it. I like that. We're going to work on some things together. Anyways, thank you very much. My name is Abiola Adoragbin once again, podcaster, social media expert, and a product designer. How I combine those three, I almost die every day, but I'm still alive. So, anyways, thank you very much for sticking around. And you know, goodbyes are always hard, to be very honest. Goodbyes are hard, but it's been a long way with you, my friend. Have a wonderful week, have a wonderful one. God bless. And remember, you are a star. Don't stop shining. Do well to drop a rating or a review on whatever podcasting platform you're listening from. Share with friends and do all of that amazing stuff. See you same time, same station, next episode. God bless.